Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, discussions are underway between the government and the HSE on extending helicopter services to Tory Island. Public consultations are to be held later this month in Donegal and Derry on a series of route options for a proposed greenway linking Derry to Meath. Police in Strabane are appealing for information following the report of an assault on a child in the Barrack Street area of the town. And an Inishowen hotel has cancelled a royal wedding-themed tea party following what has been described as a barrage of online abuse. Those stories to follow on Full Plus More, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. But first news, the Taoiseach and the EU's chief Brexit negotiators say substantial progress on the border issue needs to be made by June. Simon Coveney met Michel Barnier in Brussels this afternoon, where they agreed there can be no withdrawal treaty between the EU and UK without a backstop. The fallback measure agreed in March would ensure Northern Ireland abiding by the rules of the EU customs union to prevent a hard border. Discussions are underway between the government and the HSE on extending helicopter services to Tory Island. The proposal to expand air connectivity to the island was included in a report by Paul O'Gallagher, chairman of Fóras na Gaeilge, during his review of transport services at the end of March. Helicopter services to Tory have doubled in the last year, with a flight in and out of the island to Fáilcheara increasing from one day a fortnight to once a week. The service ran from mid-November last year until March the 30th, and these new discussions will explore the possibility of extending the services into September and April. Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh has been giving his response.
Tory Island is different to the vast majority of islands off the west coast of this country. It is further out and it is a difficult crossing as well. And that's why we're also looking at pushing ahead on the design of a new boat for the island, and at the heart of that will be the people themselves, the Corcommon themselves. They will be driving it, and already the project that will be driven by the Corcommon will be very much at the heart of that will be consultation with the department. That has already begun.
There were concerns in the recent past over the helicopter landing facilities, as far as I remember, on the island itself. Have they now been addressed as well?
Yeah, they've been addressed. There was an issue of extra funding that was needed, and that was addressed in consultation with Donegal County Council, and that will be that is an important piece of infrastructure for the island. And when you consider that the islands off the west coast of Galway have an air service, we have to ensure that we have equality and also fairness as well, and to ensure that there's equality of access and equality of access as well.
A man in his 20s was arrested and detained at Letterkenny Garda Station on Friday last following the search of a house in the town. An amount of suspected cannabis hair was recovered from the premises. The man has since been released without charge, pending a file to the DPP. Public consultations are to be held later this month in Donegal and Derry on a series of route options for a proposed greenway linking Derry to Meath. The Meath to Derry section, known as Route 2, is one of three routes being developed as part of the €18 million Northwest Greenway Network project, and once complete it will deliver 46.5 kilometres of new cross-border greenway that aims to reduce carbon emissions. A public consultation will be held next Wednesday the 23rd of May at the Hollybush Primary School in Derry, and on Thursday the 24th of May in the Muff Community Hall. Councillor Paul Canning is urging people to come out and have their say.
There will be route maps and there will be feedback forms. So I would ask the people for that route, and it's only that route at this stage, to have their say, go on and meet the people, talk to the people that's involved, they know what's happening, and they will give them an indication of where they think the best route is, and they will take their concerns on board, and if they need to further investigate, take a feedback form with them, fill it in and bring it back.
I'm sure it's quite important for all people, both in Derry and Donegal, to have an input in this, but I suppose it's particularly important for the people living in close proximity to these proposed routes to come in and make their views known.
Very much so, because whenever you have days like this, these consultation days, a lot of the time people miss the day, and then the same as the situation we've had here locally where people have to come back and have their say. So I would ask the people to call out, and if they see their neighbours or speak to their neighbours and advise them of the same, that the route at the minute, it's route 2, which is from the Derry to the Muff village via Culmore. So it's that route. That's about 10 kilometres of a stretch that we're concerned with at this stage, so it is.
The Children's Minister says she's going to wait until more facts are established before forming a view on the position of the state's chief medical officer. It emerged last week that Dr. Tony Houlihan received memos in 2016 showing Cervical Check had prepared a response for media stories about screenings not diagnosing cancer. The findings of an independent review into the cervical cancer scandal will be known next month. Minister Catherine Sapon is waiting until then before commenting on people's positions.
Everyone knows that Tony Houlihan was aware or had information. But I do think that we do need to find out what does that actually mean, who provided it, how that response, how he was considering responding to that. Yes, I'm going to wait till more work of facts are established in order to express a view.
Meanwhile, there's a call for further clarity over the laboratories used for cervical screening tests. Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal TD Mark McSharry says questions need to be answered about the use of third-party testing facilities to clear backlogs. He wants to know if it happens, how it works, and whether the Health Minister knows about it.
There are issues here in terms of traceability, not to be trying creating any further worry for the women of Ireland, but I think there are answers that the GPs require and the women require so that they know just exactly where their test has been done, what accreditation is associated with it, and does the pathologist signing off on it have first-hand knowledge of the assessment of same.
Police in Strabane are appealing for information following the report of an assault on a child in the Barrack Street area of the town. The incident happened on Tuesday evening of last week, the 8th of May. Catherine Gaffney has more.
It was reported that around 7:30 on Tuesday evening last, two male youths chased and then struck an 8-year-old girl on her side and leg before making off in the direction of St. Catherine's School. The youths were described as being between 15 and 18 years old and were wearing a grey hooded top and a black hooded top. The girl was left badly shaken as a result of the incident. Officers would like to ask anyone who witnessed the incident or who has any information to contact them in Strabane on 101.
People in Donegal are being encouraged to apply for housing grants to help them stay in their homes longer. The county is set to receive just over €1 million for housing adaptations for older people and people with a disability living in private houses. Various grants are available, including up to €30,000 to assist people who have a disability with home improvements. Mayor of Letterkenny, Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh, believes that there are many eligible people living in the county and it's important that they apply for funding.
There's up to €30,000 available there. That's for bigger things like, an extension if it's needed and adaptations to facilitate making an area of wheelchair accessible, that type of thing. Then there's grants as well for older people of up to €8,000 for things like re-roofing, rewiring, doors and windows and that to make their house habitable so they can stay in it. And that's the idea, I suppose, of these grants is about the quality of life for people with disabilities and for older people, and to help people stay in their own home for as long as possible. That's what people want, and that's good for society as well. It's also an aid to the construction industry as well, and that it creates jobs locally and creates work in that area. So it's all round good. There's over €1 million available this year in Donegal. I know that's probably the demand will far exceed that, but still it's a help to a lot of people.
And how can people apply for the funding?
You can apply through Donegal County Council through the housing department, Donegal County Council. The forms are also all available online, so it's an easy enough process.
Five journalists have denied being negatively briefed about Maurice McCabe by the former Garda press officer. Superintendent Dave Taylor told the Disclosures Tribunal that Commissioner Martin Cullinan told him that Sergeant McCabe raised the penalty point issue driven by revenge for being investigated for a sexual offence years ago. Tribunal Chairman Peter Charlton put it to Superintendent Taylor that he couldn't remember a thing about briefing journalists negatively. Juliet Gash reports.
The Disclosures Tribunal is investigating whether there was a smear campaign against Maurice McCabe directed by senior Garda management. Superintendent Dave Taylor says from mid-2013, Commissioner Martin Callanan was frustrated that the penalty point issue wasn't going away and told him to tell the media that Sergeant McCabe was motivated by revenge after being investigated for a sexual offence allegation in 2006. The tribunal heard that Paul Williams, Paul Reynolds, John Burke, Juno McEnroe and Mick O'Toole have denied being negatively briefed by Superintendent Taylor. Five journalists are invoking journalistic privilege, meaning they won't confirm the identity of a source. Asked repeatedly if he could recall a date or occasion when he briefed a journalist negatively, Superintendent Taylor could not do so. Tribunal Chairman Peter Charlton asked him if he could remember a single reaction from a journalist when told the explosive information that the man who is a national hero is in fact a child abuser, to which Superintendent Taylor said no. Juliet Gash at the Disclosures Tribunal.
An Inishowen hotel has cancelled a royal wedding-themed tea party following what has been described as a barrage of online abuse. The event was to be held at the Inishowen Gateway Hotel in Buncrana on Saturday. Speaking today on the 9 till noon show with Donal Kavanagh, DUP Councillor David Ramsay says the royal wedding is a unique occasion and people have been left fearing for their jobs following the actions of those carrying out the abuse. He says in Derry, relations have been good over the years, but of late, events seem to be changing.
Unfortunately, there's a tug of war within republicanism now, and we're actually caught in the crossfire. It sort of rolled out big time here in the local council here, where recently the council refused to send a representative to the Royal Garden Party next month to celebrate all the awards that people of all walks of life receive at Christmas there, OBEs, etc., MBEs. And if that's not a snub to the actual community, Protestant and Catholic, I don't know, because all religions have been getting awards from the Queen over the years. Relations have been very good in our city here over a long number of years, and there's been a lot of good hard work has went on between different organisations. But now we seem to be taken back again with a lot of these issues that's coming forward. I mean, people are even afraid of their jobs and everything over the head of this hotel issue and stuff. Any marketing strategy would include this royal wedding if you're marketing a hotel.
Sport on Highland. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for brighter days with everything you need to get active this summer.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with soccer, and Derry City host Dundalk at the Brand New West Stadium tonight, with the home side sitting 7 points behind their opponents in the league table. They have a game in hand on Dundalk. Derry City boss Kenny Shields says the recent run of fixtures have been tough on his side.
It's tough on the squad. It's great for supporters, but it's really tough on our squad, and we know that, and we're playing next Monday again, by the way, and it makes it really, really difficult to get some form of consistency and to get some energy, you know.
You can hear more from Kenny Shields in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. It was also confirmed over the weekend that Derry City will travel to the showgrounds for their EA Sports Cup semi-final against Sligo Rovers. The other semi-final sees Dundalk travel to Cove Ramblers, and those ties take place on Monday, the 6th of August. The Republic of Ireland take on the Netherlands in the quarterfinals of the Under-17 European Championship in Chesterfield this evening. The winners will face England for a place in the final. Ireland lost their opening game to Belgium, but have reached the last eight for the second year running thanks to wins over Denmark and Bosnia. Manager Colin O'Brien knows his team face a big step up in the opposition tonight.
Look, they're a top-class outfit. They're scoring goals. They haven't conceded. They've already beaten two top-tier teams, Spain and Germany, so they're full of confidence. So, you know, we'll have to have our plan. You know, it'll be an 84-minute game, and we'll make sure we'll be giving our very best.
Kickoff in that one is at 7 o'clock. The first of this year's Championship playoff finalists will be decided tonight. Derby take a 1-0 lead to Craven Cottage for the second leg of their semi-final with Fulham. Kickoff in West London is at 7:45. Paris Saint-Germain have confirmed that Thomas Tuchel is their new head coach. The former Borussia Dortmund boss takes over from Unai Emery, who left PSG to a domestic treble this season but suffered a second-round Champions League exit. Tuchel has signed a two-year deal at the Parc des Princes. Steven Gerrard has made his first signing as Rangers manager. Midfielder Scott Arfield joins the Scottish Premiership on a four-year deal from Burnley. The Canadian international, who was born and raised in Scotland, can't wait to get started.
Everything that comes with Steven Gerrard being the manager of this football club, I mean, if you don't get excited by it, you shouldn't walk through the front door. And career he's had, he's number two, Gary McAllister. It's going to be exciting times for this football club, and I'm so happy to be part of this.
GAA and Donegal maintain their eight-year unbeaten championship run at Ballybuffet with a 220-115 victory over Cavan. Ryan McHugh and Cian Mulligan were Donegal's goal scorers in the win at McCool Park. Michael Murphy knows that the important thing to take from it was that they got the win.
Say it's a performance and it's a one-time. As I say, that's what it is. That was the big push for us, really, coming into today's game, coming off the back of, you know, seven games in the National League where we put in okay performances, but we weren't getting ones, and there's nothing that can do for confidence like a one. And hopefully that'll give us a kick here now to push on again for 2 weeks.
Donegal manager Declan Bonner is looking forward to their clash with neighbours Derry in the Ulster quarter-final.
Looking forward to that, Tom. The preparation starts this evening for that there, so I'm sure Derry were here watching that game today, and as I say, we'll have to go and look at it's been all Cavan for the last 6-7 weeks, say, so as all the focus goes to Derry now for 2 weeks' time.
The full interviews with both Michael Murphy and Declan Bonner can be found in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. The Donegal Miners lost out to Monaghan yesterday in the curtain raiser at Ballybuffet, which was round two of the Ulster Minor Football Championship qualifiers. 112-110 was the final score there, and Monaghan now join Derry, Fermanagh and Down in round three of the qualifiers, while Cavan and Tyrone are already through to the Ulster Minor Football Championship semi-finals. The position of off-league football manager Stephen Wallace is being described as untenable. It's understood that there is a serious unrest in the faithful camp following yesterday's 120-115 Leinster Championship defeat to Wicklow. It's reported that Nigel Dunn attempted to leave O'Moore Park at half-time after being substituted but was persuaded to stay. In rugby, Leinster are losing a key member of their coaching staff. Gervin Dempsey is to leave the province at the end of the season to take up the role of attack coach with Premiership club Bath. Dempsey has been Leinster's backs coach since late 2015, and his departure ends a 23-year association with the province. Leinster and Munster both have injury worries ahead of this Saturday's Pro 14 semi-final at the RDS. Robbie Henshaw is out for Leinster after suffering a knee injury during the weekend's Champions Cup final victory. Captain Issa Nasiwa has a calf issue, while Jonathan Sexton is nursing a groin problem. For Munster, tighthead Stephen Archer is out after having surgery on a pectoral muscle, and Andrew Conway and Duncan Williams are both following the return to play protocols. In cricket, the seventh wicket partnership of Kevin O'Brien and Stuart Thompson has helped Ireland build a respectable second innings total in their test with Pakistan. O'Brien became the first ever Irishman to make a test half century this afternoon. A short time ago, Ireland were 249 for 6 with a lead of 69 runs over the visitors. And finally, Australia batsman Cameron Bancroft will now be allowed to play club cricket while he serves a 9-month ban for ball tampering. Cricket Australia banned him after he was caught during a test against South Africa. Steve Smith and David Warner were given year-long suspensions. Bancroft needed special dispensation from his state to take part in their local league, but Warner and Smith are already free to play as New South Wales don't automatically enforce their bans. That's all your sports news today on Highland Radio. Your next update will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning, but for now, it's back to Michaela at the news desk.
Thanks, PJ. Serious concern has been raised over what's been described as an increase in paramilitary attacks in Derry. Three men were seriously assaulted in the early hours of yesterday morning in the waterside area of the city by another group of men armed with a suspected sledgehammer and hammers. Local councillor Christopher Jackson believes the city has been subject to a rise in these type of attacks, and that's a major worry within the community.
There was a vicious assault, including a number of men armed with sledgehammers. What is really worrying is that the PSNA are investigating potential links with loyalist paramilitaries. Over the past number of years, we have seen an increase in incidents involving loyalist paramilitaries within the watershed, and this is yet another worrying and disturbing development, including these criminal gangs.
I'm sure the community in the Waterside area are quite shocked at what has happened.
The community is. Everybody I've been speaking to is concerned. I'm shocked that an incident like this happened last night, and concerned for the welfare of those involved. There is a wider concern about these criminals that are trying to insert influence over the community. There is a lot of concern, not only in the Waterside, but throughout the city as a whole, about these groups being allowed to act with impunity in the Waterside. And that's where we would trust that the PSNA will take these attacks seriously and will be proactive in trying to bring the perpetrators to justice, because there's no place in society for people to take the law into their own hands and carry out violent criminal acts on anybody.
The death of a 7-year-old boy and a pilot in a plane crash is being described as a dark day for Offaly. Efforts are continuing to remove the wreckage of the aircraft from bogland just outside Edenderry. Air crash investigators remain at the scene this evening to try and piece together how the plane came down shortly after 16 parachutists jumped. Chairman of Offaly County Council, Liam Quinn, says it's a tragedy for all involved.
Well, people are particularly sad. It's a very sad day, like I said. The fact that there's a young boy involved makes it all the worse.
There are calls for urgent repair works to be carried out on the road surface at the Tesco roundabout in Letterkenny. Donegal County Council say the area is programmed for temporary repair works within the coming weeks. However, local councillor Desi Shields says temporary works are not good enough given the current state of the road, and says it is not fit for the volume of traffic it carries.
Once the Joe Bonner Road opens, there's going to be an awful lot of more traffic using that roundabout as well, coming via Remelton and that direction, coming to and from it, because obviously it's going to be a way of avoiding the Polestar roundabout once the Joe Bonner Road opens. So the Tesco roundabout is going to become busier than ever in the short term, and really, if the surface is deteriorating the way it is, there's going to be a need for strengthening works as well as resurfacing in due course. So the sooner that's looked at, the better, really.
Police are investigating criminal damage at Mill Pottery Brook Road in Dunamana. The incident happened last week, but details are just emerging now. On Wednesday evening last, at around 8 o'clock, a caravan was set on fire and consequently destroyed, with two youths seen running from the area. A gas canister inside the caravan exploded, which police say could have caused serious injury to not only fire service, but to those who set the caravan on fire. Councillor Patsy Kelly says this isn't the first time something like this has happened in the area.
A couple of times that's been broken under down in there at Brook Road, the pottery. It's a fact now, all I can say is if anybody's seen anything in that area suspicious, just to come forward and let the police know, because these culprits ain't caught, because somebody could have been, it could have been different if anybody had been injured there, seriously injured in any way.
For weather now, dry this evening with some sunshine in places. Tonight will be mainly dry with clear spells and some mist or fog patches. Lowest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a man in his 20s was arrested and detained at Letterkenny Garda Station on Friday last following the search of a house in the town. An amount of suspected cannabis herb was recovered from the premises. Discussions are underway between the government and the HSE on extending helicopter services to Tory Island. The proposal to expand air connectivity to the island was included in a report by Paul O'Gallagher, chairman of Forest na Gaeilge, during his review of transport services at the end of March. An Inishowen hotel has cancelled a royal wedding-themed tea party following what has been described as a barrage of online abuse. The event was to be held at the Inishowen Gateway Hotel in Buncrana on Saturday. And police in Strabane are appealing for information following the report of an assault on a child in the Barrack Street area of the town. The incident happened on Tuesday evening of last week, the 8th of May. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, May the 14th. The death has taken place of Kitty McGee Glenleighan Fintown. Her remains are en route to her late residence. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. Funeral arrangements are to be confirmed later. The death has taken place in Glenfinn of Declan Sharkey Galway. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Going to Poolnaroma, Salt Hill, Galway. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Tony McCall, Church Road, Carndonagh. His remains are reposing at the Carndonagh Community Hospital Chapel of Rest until 9 o'clock tonight and from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow. Removal on Wednesday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has occurred of Mary McBride, Barnes Road, Ballybofey, and formerly Cashel Glencolum Kill. Her remains will repose at her home this evening from 6 o'clock until rosary at 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until rosary at 10 p.m. Funeral leaving her home on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler, with interment afterwards in Jumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to Muscular Dystrophy, care of any family member. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral.